With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Secretary of State Blinken is back in Israel for talks with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Biden administration advocates a pause in Israel's Gaza offensive, but one Mideast expert says that would be a big mistake.
Former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, Simone Ladin, says the administration's proposed humanitarian pause,
whatever it is they mean by that,
would only delay the inevitable, especially with a long-awaited Israeli ground offensive just getting underway.
Stopping anything right now will just drag everything on and actually result in a more intense humanitarian disaster, I think, at the end of the day.
Ladin says the most humanitarian thing to do now is to let the battle play out and come to a close as quickly as possible. Bob Agner reporting.
As Israeli troops surround Gaza City, the White House says scores of U.S. citizens have managed to escape the war zone.
The National Security Council's John Kirby said those who evacuated were dual citizens.
As the president said, so far, 74 U.S. citizens and family members arrived on the Egyptian side.
Kirby said the administration hopes that additional U.S. citizens will be able to leave Gaza in the coming hours and days, and the pace of Americans who want to leave will now move at an accelerated pace. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Republican-led House approving more than $14 billion in military aid for Israel. The money would come from additional funds allocated for the IRS. Democrats say the bill is dead on arrival in the Senate. President Biden has promised a veto should it reach his desk. Fallen cryptocurrency king Sam Bankman-Fried convicted on all counts of fraud and conspiracy. It didn't take the Manhattan federal jury long to deliver the guilty verdict. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 6 points higher. The Nasdaq futures are down 48 points. This is SRN News. A warning from Finland.
Dr. Ritarkatu Kaltiala, a psychiatrist who pioneered transgender treatments for children in her country, says the U.S. medical establishment needs to learn from the mistakes of Europe. She says puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations have ruined the lives of a lot of kids in Finland and elsewhere, and experts now advising against them. As the U.S. charges ahead, Kaltiala warns, quote, medicine is not immune to dangerous groupthink that results in patient harm. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
If Ohio's abortion amendment passes on Tuesday, big money may be much of the reason. Pro-abortion groups from outside the state have shoveled more than $30 million into the pro-amendment campaign. On the other side, pro-life forces have only managed to muster around $10 million. Some of the abortion cash came from overseas. If the amendment passes, abortion will become part of the state's constitution. This is SRN News. An ally of New York City Mayor Eric Adams comes under federal scrutiny.
Agents raided the Brooklyn home of Brianna Suggs, a fundraiser and longtime confidant to Mayor Adams, who abruptly ditched a planned White House meeting and flew home from Washington. A spokesperson for the FBI confirmed that a court-authorized law enforcement action had been carried out. Neighbors said several people, some wearing FBI windbreakers, were seen entering Suggs' home. An attorney for the Adams campaign said the mayor was not contacted by authorities, that his campaign operates with the highest standards, and that it will comply with any inquiries. I'm Norman Hall.
Former President Trump asking a federal appeals court to lift a gag order, restricting his speech about potential witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff in the case that accuses him of plotting to overturn the results of the election in 2020. More details at SRNNews.com.